friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Can I depress you?
Sure. Knock it out, Jeff.
So you inspired me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Your optimism, the Baskin gung-ho spirit inspired me yesterday.
Just trying to look at the glass as half having something in it. I don't even say half.
Half something.
Something's in it.
Half something. And you weren't giving up on a 1-5 season, and you know, 'cause we were talking about, are you looking for results now or are you looking for information? And you, by golly, little cubby, nice job. You were sticking there and you were looking for results and hoping for a win and keeping your fingers crossed. And by golly, I love your plucky attitude.
It's not plucky. It's just
I'm serious.
It goes back to...
Good for you.
Thank you. It goes back to my original feeling of guys don't go into the stadium to lose. Guys don't really want to think that they're out of the playoffs until someone tells them they're out of the playoffs.
Correct.
So, and it's just... And you know what? We talked about this, five, six quarterbacks in the NFL that weren't drafted in the first round. So what if your first round pick is number one, number three, number 30, whatever? You've got two of them, and that would give you two chances to get a quarterback next year if that's what you want.
So I thought, you know, I want to see if Andy's optimism is misplaced or if he's just being an optimist, and I appreciate the optimism. Because we all want to see him win.
Mm-hmm.
No question. I'd love to see the Browns run the table, be the best story ever, go 12-5 and get into the playoffs. Stranger things have happened.
Yes.
8 times since the Browns have returned to the NFL in 1999, they started a season 1-5.
Mm.
8 times, which by the way, oh my God, really?
Yeah, that's bad.
8 times since 99, they have started a season 1-5. I'll start in 99. They started actually 0-7 under Chris Palmer. And this is where I want to keep your optimism in check. I don't want to crush your dreams, my friend. I don't want to crush your dreams.
He's crushing me.
They went 2-14 in that first season. In 2006, and it wasn't until 2006 that they started the season 1-5 again. It was under Romeo Crennel. They went 4-12. In 2009... they started the season 1-5, make it 1-11 under Eric Mangini.
Mm.
They won the final 4 games.
Saved his job.
To go 5-11. The next year under Eric Mangini, they started 1-5 or worse. These are 8 years where you started 1-5 or worse. And Eric coached them to 5 wins again. In 2012, under Pat Shurmur, you started 0-5. Well, it was not good. And so then you won your next game. So you were 1-5 under Shurmur. You actually went 5-6 the rest of the way. So that was pretty good. You still ended up with only 5 wins after you started 0-5. So 5-11. Under Hugh, they started 0-6, went 1-15. Under Hugh, that was in 2016. In 2017, they started 0-6 and it never got rid of the O. 0-16. And then last year they started 1-5 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And went 3-14.
Okay.
So Andy, I admire your optimistic outlook in looking for results this year. In the 8 times since 99 that they have started 1-5 or worse, their biggest win total is 5.
There have been...
What does that mean?
It means the odds are slim. I know they're slim. It's hard for me to stomach. There are 4 teams in the NFL that have made the playoffs after a 1-5 start.
Yeah. And they are?
The 1970 Bengals, and they went on to win in the wild card round.
My God, I love those guys. That Greg Cook was a hell of a quarterback coming out of UC.
Are you done?
Nobody was, actually. Wasn't Essex Johnson on that team as a running back as well?
Sure.
I think he was, actually.
2015 Chiefs lost in the divisional round.
Woo-hoo!
The 2018 Colts
yes,
also lost in the divisional round.
Yes.
and the 2020 Washington football team.
Yes.
Lost in the wild card round.
I'm with you.
So it's in the last 10 years, three teams have started the season 1-5 and made the playoffs. Prior to that, there was
10 years
or 11 seasons, whatever you want to say. 2015 to now. Three: Chiefs, Colts, and Washington.
Last year, five teams started the season 1-5,
and none of them made it.
Cleveland, New England, Jacksonville, Tennessee, Carolina. Best record of the bunch ended up being 5-12 with Carolina.
You're going to tell me you don't think the Ravens don't believe that they could make the playoffs still at 1-5?
Here's the difference. You ready? Extenuating circumstances with Baltimore. No Lamar Jackson for some of this. The extenuating circumstances here is you don't have a very talented offense. Those are extenuating circumstances, personally. Q's in Cleveland. Hello, Q.
Hey, Q.
All right. How's it doing, Andy?
We're good. What's going on, man?
Man, you know what? I'm going to keep it honest with you guys. You know, I just look at Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. I just think that these guys definitely communicate with one another, right?
Well, they have to. They work in the same place.
So that's where I have the problem in saying that, you know, Kevin Stefanski hasn't had the groceries. Kevin Stefanski is actually working with Andrew Berry.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
To get the players that he needs to fit this system. I look at him coaching in Minnesota. He had every title in Minnesota, but Minnesota didn't want him as their head coach. You know, Andrew Berry, he's a young guy. He's younger than Kevin Stefanski. So, you know, which is kind of awkward. Usually the GM is a little bit more experienced in picking players. That's why I don't trust Andrew Berry with two first-round picks. No way. So I really think, guys, I really think that Jimmy Haslam actually has his hand in there, so to speak, like a Jerry Jones, so to speak. You know, I think he has his hand in on a lot of those decisions. And Dee Podesta, which is a baseball guy, I'll never understand that.
Played football in college.
He's an analytics guy, Q.
Yeah.
Exactly, analytics guy. But if we're looking at an analytical perspective, you know, analytics. The analytic guys are not winning the championships. They're actually football guys. I think I think that we need to just take a step back, look at this for what it is, you know, and let it run its course, because I think that Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry won't make it to the new stadium, guys.
Q, thank you very much. I would be hard pressed to think that they would make it to the new stadium, only because it's the NFL and that new stadium's a long ways away.
29, right? First game ready for the 29 season.
Take a look at some of the stability around the NFL. You see it in our division. That's kind of the most stability you see in the NFL. Kansas City has it as well. The NFL is not a stable league. And the only guys who are guys who are usually big winners. Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hello, right, hello, hello.
I hear you guys saying it's a lot, like it's the worst trade with the Deshaun Watson NFL.
It was.
Okay, so let's just keep this to our team, Browns. Mr. Phelps, Mr. Batson, you guys just ran off the Browns win totals over the last, what, 5 years, 6 years?
No. We went over the teams for the Browns that have started 1-5. There are 8 of them since they returned to the NFL.
Which means the Browns had high draft picks in all those winning seasons, correct?
Yeah. They could have been better if they hadn't won some games late.
So, and we've never had winning season with all those high draft picks. So my problem is, even with Deshaun Watson giving up the draft picks, even with those high draft picks, he's done nothing with those. So with the Browns' mindset is we wasn't going to do anything with those draft picks anyway. So I never liked Stefanski, but if he wants to put for me, for him to save his job, this is the only way.
2 miles.
So this is the only way here
for US 42.
This is the only way for him to save his job.
Okay.
He has to trade Shador to the Jets for quarterback and a fourth round pick. And the reason I say that is this. The only way to get back on track for them to go get another quarterback is to get rid of Shador. If he keeps Shador on this team and they go after another quarterback, you're just recycling the same BS that you just got through here. Because if that quarterback doesn't work and Shador is better than him, if for forever, whatever reason, you're going to say, the media is going to say, look, you ruined this guy's career. You sat him on the bench. You went back to getting another quarterback who wasn't ready. You then wasted a draft pick with Gabriel. It's just going to be another debacle. So they have to get rid of Shador, bring in a quarterback who we all know is not a franchise quarterback. That puts you back on track. You can go back and start rebuilding what you want to get done. Other than that, he should have been fired years ago. Stefanski, and then when you guys say you claim that a two-time coach of the year, which was a guaranteed two-time coach of the year, never had enough weapons. He had enough weapons.
No, we've said he had weapons when he won 11 games twice. I've listed the entire offense.
Shador.
Listen, I appreciate everybody's optimism about Shador. I hope he turns out to be a phenomenal quarterback. I think the incredible belief that many fans have that we have this superstar quarterback in waiting is misplaced. Is he? Maybe. But I think folks are acting like there's this incredible asset that NFL teams are going to pay for. NFL teams could have got him for nothing, and they passed. I hope he gets a chance to play at some point because I want to see it. Like everybody else, I want to see it. But I also want to see Dylan Gabriel do well. So if Dylan does well, does Shador even get the chance? And to me, it goes back to this. The minute you signed or traded for Kenny Pickett, you signed Joe Flacco. Then you traded down from 2 to pick up an extra pick next year, which clearly shows that you're going to take a quarterback next year. You would assume, unless you stumble into one.
That's what everybody seems to be saying.
And then you draft 2 quarterbacks and trade the 2 veterans. You didn't have to draft the 2 quarterbacks. Because if you're going to draft one next year, you had Pickett and Flacco to hold down the fort. Why do you trade Pickett and Flacco? Is it a fear that you win too many games and mess up your draft position?
Well stated.
It's the only thing I can think of.
Hey.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.